Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Paul writes to a church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, and he says, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Listen, friend, have you ever been at a place where you felt like I'm just out of place? I will never forget, I had spoken at an event, and I didn't realize that there was kind of a gathering for everybody that were speakers after that. And so I had just gone back to my whole hotel room, and I put on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. I was going to walk downstairs to get a bite to eat. So I'm on the way down, and this guy says, hey, man, you're coming by the party, aren't you? And in my mind, party doesn't mean suit and tie. Party means like shorts and flip-flops. So I thought, well, yeah, sure, I'll show up. And I walk in this room, and they're all wearing the three-piece, you know, suits and ties for all these big shots. And I kind of walked in the room, and I realized, okay, that wasn't the best move on my part. Shorts, flip-flops, and a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt does not fit with a bunch of big shots in suits and ties. I immediately felt the sting of knowing I don't belong here. But, you know, I think people at times wonder, do I belong in God's family? Do I belong? Am I really a part of his family? There are songs I sing about it, and there are teachings I hear about it or read about it. But how do I know that I know that I know that I can be a part of God's family? Well, God decided to adopt us, and this is how his process worked. So there we were, starting with Adam and Eve, and they kind of messed up the whole deal and let sin enter the world. So when you and I came along, we already had this this desire to sin. And by the way, we're pretty good at it. And when we do those things, then we're separated from God. I think, you know, if you're a believer in Christ, you get that concept, right? Well, the big picture is when we're separated from God, the real teaching here is that we're separated from God, which means that we aren't a part of the family. It's like, okay, the family gets together and we're going to have a Thanksgiving meal, but you, dude, you have to eat out by the garage because you're not part of the family. You know what I'm talking about? And so what happens is God loves us so much. He wants us to be family. He wants us to sit at the big boy table and the adult table with him, but we can't do it apart from Jesus. So God loves us so much that he looks at all of us, every color, every race, every person, and says, I'm going to give the world my son in Jesus Christ, and he's going to give his life and shed his blood so that the rest of the world can, through him, become a part of my family. Have you ever heard this phrase? And maybe it was on some TV show or somebody said, well, listen, we're all God's children. Well, you know, technically, that's not true. We were all created by God, but we're not always and automatically a part of his family. We become a part of his family, as the scripture describes, through a relationship with Jesus. That's what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure, the scripture says. So what do I know about that? I know that however you picture God is a lot of how you see and read this verse. I see God, as you've heard any time lately on this podcast, I really do see God like I walk into this beautiful room with old wood floors, and God is sitting by the fireplace in an overstuffed leather chair, and I take a flying leap into his arms, and he catches me, and he says, let's chat. And it's like I want to be that kind of granddad to my grandboys, but at the truth of the matter, God does that when we're family. And we become family by trusting Jesus. Today, I want to encourage you, trust Jesus with all you have and all you are so that God can adopt you into his family, meaning you belong. And once you accept Jesus, you have a family and a sense of belonging. So regardless of your home life, regardless of whether you fit in with friends or not, in Christ, you always belong. Don't give in to the lie of the enemy that says you don't belong anywhere or that nobody cares. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The truth is that in Jesus, that is what you were made to be. It made God happy to bring you into his family, and he wants nothing more than a deep and satisfying and loving relationship with you. Yeah, even you. So I encourage you today, stop wherever you're at and thank God for that you can be a part of his family. And I look forward to seeing you at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 this coming Sunday. God bless you. Bye now.